This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. First-time homebuyers in Vermont are getting some help with the expenses that come with buying a house. Legislation signed by Governor Peter Shumlin last week includes up to $5,000 for closing costs and down payments. That program will be administered by the Vermont Housing Finance Agency, better known as VHFA. And the agency's executive director, Sarah Carpenter, joins us now to tell us more. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Mitch.
Now, how do first-time homebuyers access this money? Because it's not directly provided through VHFA, right?
That's right. They'll work with our participating lenders. So we have a list of them, community lenders, credit unions. They would go into one of those institutions, be qualified for one of the VHFA programs, and it was there that they would get the down payment assistance program.
Now, what about those qualifications? Do you have to be in a low-income bracket to qualify for these programs?
Well, low and moderate income. So we're looking at household incomes up to $100,000. We understand that many working families are in that range and searching for a home.
It's certainly nice to have this kind of aid, but as we know, there's no such thing as a free lunch completely. This money does have to be paid off at some point. When does that bill, so to speak, come due?
It would be due when you sell the home or refinance the home.
But this is a way to kickstart the process of buying that first home, which for so many people is such a big part of their lives.
Yes. What we're seeing these days is just an increase in closing cost fees, down payment requirements. And for a lot of home buyers, especially young families, saving that cash is very difficult. They've got student loans to pay. They're paying high rents. So it's a real sort of cash flow problem. Getting the cash up front to buy that first home is very problematic.
Do you hear from a lot of young people that that's one of the main barriers for them buying a house, is that they just don't have that upfront money?
Absolutely. We do see lots of eligible homebuyers who are paying rents equal to mortgage payments, but they just can't get that jump start on the cash they need to put down. And particularly with these higher closing costs, the market has things, all kinds of fees that you've got to pay in addition to your down payment.
You may have anticipated my next question here, and that is about rents. I mean, they're pretty high right now, and a recent study showed you have to make something like $21 per hour to rent a decent two-bedroom apartment. They cost $1,500, $1,700 a month sometimes. Why do you think people keep renting over buying, given those kinds of numbers?
Well, again, I think you've got to save the cash to get your down payment and closing costs. And it's hard to do that at the same time you're paying rent. We know that a lot of those young buyers have student debt, so debt ratios play into how much you can afford. So we're hoping the down payment assistance, as you said, will give you a little jump start on that process.
Interest rates are pretty low right now. We don't know how long that's going to last. Is there a lot of interest in buying homes right now?
We certainly think there's interest. We know that credit requirements are tighter in certain parts of the state. There's still a shortage of stock, particularly in the Champlain Valley. Housing prices under $200,000, for example, are not so easy to come by in certain parts of the state.
What about people who say, you know, I just don't know where to begin when it comes to buying a house? I don't know how much I can afford. I could use some guidance.
Well, we actually have a wonderful program in Vermont offered by the Alliance of NeighborWorks Organizations. There's six of them. You can go on the VHFA website and find out where they're located. They provide homeownership counseling, and we actually really encourage homebuyers to do that first. They'll sit down with you, look at your credit, look at how much you can afford, look at any barriers you might have, and walk you through a process of home buying.
And Sarah, how much money is available overall for this? I mean, the $5,000 is really nice if you qualify. Is that money that's finite in any way?
Yes, it is. This program will be funded through a tax credit that was authorized by the state of Vermont. We will sell that credit to community investors like local banks and businesses. We hope that pool of funds will be about between $550,000 and $600,000. So that's 110 loans, 115 loans each of the 3 years that we were authorized to do this program.
So you're urging people to get on this, I would say, fairly quickly.
Yes, we actually haven't started yet, but nonetheless, we will certainly have lots of public announcements. We've got some work to do in terms of all the regulatory work to set it up, but we hope by the end of the summer it'll be going, and you'll certainly see advertising when the program is implemented.
Sarah Carpenter is Executive Director of the Vermont Housing Finance Agency, VHFA. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Well, thank you.